Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Guys, for tonight, I do not have a host. So either Michigan can stand up or we can cut it down early. I'll give you 5 minutes to try to press 1 and let's talk. Kid, your mic is open. How are you?
How you doing now, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. And the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sound like they ain't got nobody in Michigan, huh?
I guess not. It's another Sunday, and Michigan won't stand up and have a talk show.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know what them people going to do over there in Michigan.
I don't either. They need to get it together. Let's
yep.
Check on this caller. Caller 313-8082. Your mic is open. Caller 313-8082. Your mic is open. If anyone is desiring to speak tonight, please press the 1 button so I can get you on. We're ready to listen. Kid, I guess it's just you and me.
Yeah, don't sound like nobody's trying to answer.
Hey,
so how's that weather down in Georgia?
Hey, it's rainy, very, very rainy.
Oh, yeah?
How about where you are? Yes.
Oh, it turned out to be a pretty good day today. You know, it got up to about, maybe about 60 degrees. And it turned out to be pretty decent in the afternoon. I wonder what happened with the race. Did it get in the rain down there or what?
I'm not sure. I looked at the weather report for Albany on, I believe, Thursday, and it showed clear skies, so it did not seem like the rain, you know, the rain would hinder anything. It's very rainy here, but it was a beautiful day yesterday, so I haven't gotten any race reports. Jay Barnes called me earlier, but I was tied up and couldn't answer, and I haven't spoken to him since. Let's see, we have a caller at 586-6455. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. This is Peso Productions in the building.
Oh, hi.
Somebody from Detroit.
I'm doing all right, man. Been hard at work, man. Promoting. Getting ready for May 4th. About to release another video tonight. About to stir the pot a little bit. You know, looking at the weather, it's going to be beautiful. It looks like we're going to have about Friday at 70 degrees. Saturday looking like it's going to be 70 degrees. Maybe 69, I'll take it. No rain. Talked to Mylon today. We discussed a few different things. So tonight on all the forums and on this call here, we're announcing that we're gonna have two belts now. Since we're gonna have two shootouts, a lot of people love the shootouts, man. They're like, yo, we need to have a shootout for 29s and 28s. So what we're going to do is we're going to have two belts to give away. So we're going to be giving away two belts tonight on May 4th. And the winner of each will win the belt for that shootout. So that's going to be awesome. The track, you know, we really being diligent on all the rubber that's going to be laid down, man. I'm excited, man. It's about to be a beautiful event. It's going to be probably the best grudge event in Michigan, for sure, without a doubt.
All right. All right. Do you have any guarantees for anyone that's coming?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm still, you know, Wayne going to be on here later on. He's going to release a lot of the beans on what's coming out, who coming out. So we got some people from the South definitely showing a lot of support and love. They're coming up. A couple of the East Coast guys coming up. So, you know, that's going to be all getting off tonight via web, Facebook, this call tonight. So, you know, when they get on, if you get on tonight, we're going to announce that as well.
Alrighty. What about, is he announcing any locked-in races?
Yeah, you know, Menace Mustang, and Brian told me, Brian Davis, better known as Chucky, he said he want to lock in with Menace, but I know I'm never scared of Menace and locked in. They're going to be doing some heads-up racing for sound like some big money. I know, I think Big Kurt or Big, what is his name, Big Drag, he trying to lock in with somebody, so I talked to Street King, he's feeling real cocky right now. He's calling out anybody that sit like him. They got action to the eighth, you know. So a lot of Detroit people, man, they coming out, whether it's locked in or not. They're taking all, you know. If you get there and you feel you want to lock in, we're gonna lock it in, you know. We're gonna lock it in. So a lot of races are on the table. A lot of guys still trying to negotiate. You know how to grudge, right? Oh, Stips, let me get the back tire. Let me get the eighth. Take this off. Take this bra. You know what? I'm like, listen, let's just get there. Because when we get there and we see what happens, that's when I see a lot of races coming together. So it's going to be hot. That grudge, that shootout is going to probably be $8,000 to $10,000 pot, because it sounds like we're going to have about 20 cars, 20 to 25 cars in each shootout. So that's going to be pretty cool. You know, because we in the second place get nothing. Everything goes to first place, $300 buy-in. So, you know, you're talking at least $7,000 to $8,000, depending on the car count. It's going to be some big money.
Well, all right, I'm excited for you all. For the listeners that are on right now, do you know what time the gates will open?
Yeah, man. What we're going to do is we actually extended a little longer, so the gates open at 10 a.m. So that way, if you're coming from out of town, if you want to get there early, set up your barbecue grill, you know, grab a Ciroc bottle, you know, get your groove on, relax. You can do that. Racing will start at 1 o'clock, and right now we got it till 10. You know, and you know, I talked to the track owners and everything, and it's going down, and we need more time. You know, everything is negotiable. We can extend that. So if we need to go to 11, that's something we can do. That's the partnership we have with Mylan. You know, if we can't get the shoot off done quick, we're gonna do it till 11. But 10 o'clock, 1 to 10 is racing. 10 a.m. the gates open. I got the hotel. It's the Holiday Inn. It's only like 25 minutes from the track. I posted the information for that on all the websites, Yellow Bullet, Chi-Town Racing, Motown Muscle, DetroitRacing.com. So everything's posted there. If anybody want to book a hotel, you can just call me, you know, 586-360-6455, and I'll take care of you. You know, so
okay.
It's going to be fun. What was that?
Will the track be open on Friday for people coming up?
Yeah. Okay. So people, you know, on Friday, you know, like we said last week on the call, if you really trying to come in Friday and you got a fast car, no offense to like the 10-second cars, 9-second cars, but, you know, if you're in the 8 to 6 second range and you want to get some hits in, me and Wayne, you partner with us, shoot us a message again, contact us, whatever way you need to. And we can get you to go in, because they're going to be doing some racing on Friday. But, again, the track owners are like, hey, for the out-of-towners and people that's in the state, they want to get some test hits in, and that's no problem. You know, we just need a little bit of communication so we can get you in, and they slide you in, no problem, get some test hits in so you can be ready for Saturday. So that's going to be live on and popping. So, you know, that's coming down the pipeline. You know, it's going to be a good time, man. You know, me and Wayne, we're going to have a lot of food for everybody. You know, I got Pro Stock Joe coming, man. He's going to be on the mic. You know, he's going to be holding it down for us, getting the party started, stirring the pot. You know, he told us to have some shit. I still don't know what it is. Maybe you know, Lady Gale. He said he wants some fizz. Is that pop? What
I'm not sure. I would think hot, but I don't know.
Coming
yeah,
from Postdoc Joe, there's no telling what that could be.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. He said, man, I want y'all to have me some fizz. I'm like, what the hell is fizz? I think, you know, he told us at the end of the day, but I was in and out, so I don't know what the hell that was. So I think hopefully it's some pot, some root beer or something. I have whatever you need. We've had some good cooking down here. You know, I got to learn the slang of the South.
If I had to, I would say pop.
Right. So we gonna roll with that. If it's something else, that's his fault. He should have explained it to me. You know, so I know my man Gunner Pick's gonna be up here. You know, so another videographer that's gonna show some love. Man, it's gonna be good. You know, I want to talk more about what's going on. I should, because this is the last call before the event. But again, I don't want to speak on nothing that's not set in stone. You know, which it pretty much is. But I kind of want some surprises too. You know, I want people to show up to see what's going on to get that excitement. But you better believe the Motor City is here. Bad Company Racing, Never Scared Racing, Ride or Die Racing. Bullshitter Racing. Shit, Johnny Quick, man. I posted a video of Johnny Quick rides with that turbo car. I mean, we ready. Anybody who wants some action is going to be there. It's going to be there. Track going to be tight. You know, somebody just ran a 4:30 in the 8th, and they say that's the fastest they ever went. They've been to Norwalk anywhere. So it's feeling good, man. It's feeling really good over here.
Based on what you can talk about, what are you looking forward to the most?
You know, I'm actually looking forward to see, you know, I'm really, really trying to see if we can get Small Block PD and Flex up here, man. They, you know, it's, you know, Flex and Wayne, they raced down to Echo last year. And, you know, that was the Grey Goose car and the white car. And, you know, it's been going back and forth, and they've been talking. So, Flex, if you're listening, if anyone knows Flex, better known as White Lightning, tell him to bring his ass down to Michigan. And we're going to bust his head open this time. He owes one, goddammit. And Small Block PD, find another car if yours ain't ready. .net, boys, y'all can get action, too. We ready for y'all. We got an arsenal of cars lined up. But I really like to see them Jersey boys get over here, man. And, you know, we went down there last year and represented. You know, had a good time. They showed us nothing but love. And it's time to show them some hospitality, but at the same time, what they has at the same time, so... You know, I'm a probably mount a camera to Wayne's head because I know he's going to walk around with white trash calling everybody out. So, you know, he tried to lock in with some Detroit guys, which I know that's not that fun, but they don't want no action. So we taking it to the world. Anybody want action on white trash, I'm going to speak on his behalf and tell him to bring it. They got action, too.
On the line that would like to speak about this race and maybe going, please hit the one button. Lou Fred, I saw that you hit the one button. Your mic is open. And Meatball, your mic is open as well. How are you guys?
All right. How you doing, lady? What's up, Peso Kid?
What's going on?
How you
what's doing, going, lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
I miss you.
Really?
That's right. Hey, so what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Meatball? You know, I'm sitting here, man, at this computer, man, chopping up this video, man. I got you coming in on the intro this time, goddamn it. So, you know how we do.
Production's
coming at you live.
You know, I'm like everybody know that I will be on the microphone at Milan, helping my man Peso out, you know, to get cars. The grass cars in and out, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, everybody need to just come on out, man, get together and have some goddamn fun. And when
you
said...
You got to get live on that mic now, man.
Hold on. And then when you said that white trash is calling out everybody, man, I beg to differ. Man, white trash ain't nothing, man.
Come on, you know better than that. I bet you won't lock it in.
Who am I talking to, man? With his chest out.
Just a little friend.
Oh, my God. You, man, fit your week. Shouldn't you be in white trash sitting in a booster seat?
Yeah. I don't mind a booster seat.
Okay.
I don't mind. Especially if you buy it. You can put it in there, but not sit in it.
Hey, so
I like
to me, man.
I liked the promo on the radio station last night. Hey,
what was that?
I said, I liked the promo on the radio station last night. You hear it?
No, what was it?
It was on the radio
the
station
one?
About the rate on 107.5 last night.
Oh, you heard it on the radio?
Yeah. You know I never scared
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, man. I you know what? I've been missing it, man. Everyone been calling me like, yeah, you know, you guys are on the radio. I'm like, oh man, this is, you know, I knew about it, but I just haven't heard it myself yet. So,
yeah,
you know,
it was on that, I heard it last night.
What time? You know what time it was around?
It had to be about a quarter to ten.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was about a quarter to ten.
Yeah, man, we got radio spots everywhere, man. You know, we got radio spots, man. It's on the actual radio, not a radio show for everybody listening. You know, we actually on UNDETROIT 107.5, I want to say 98.7 too, and 102.7. You know, we got radio spots on all those radio shows, man, promoting the race, man. It's going to be a huge turnout. It's going to be a real huge turnout, man. It's, you know,
yeah,
and I want to hear that. I got to hear it.
Blowing up last night. Like, I hear the race, I say, yeah, come on and support.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, I think I put about 400 miles on my car, man, this weekend, man. Just, you know, I dropped off over about 4,000 or 5,000 flyers every shop, man, on the east side to the west side, man. Everyone just excited to actually have a graduation mile and dragway somewhere close, man, at a reputable track. So, yeah, man, it's some good stuff, man. Detroit really showing a lot of love, man. It's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
Chicago boys, I'm getting texts from Chicago. They're like, man, we doing our best to get these cars together. So Chicago, you know, a lot of the cars coming, man. They say they might be testing, but if they test right, you know they're going to get it popping because Chicago like to get down.
Right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be real nice.
Hey, man, where Biz at, man? He's been quiet, man. I ain't been there. I heard people calling him out and everything. I heard he losing races and everything. I need to call him, man. Did he really lose a race recently? You know what
I'm saying? I actually lost 3 races. But I guess
oh, man,
today,
what's up, baby?
Yeah, I'm
oh,
doing
all
right.
There you go.
I'm doing all right. Hey, but I'm back. I'm back, and I'm ready. And I will be smiling.
What happened
dude,
down there in Georgia?
Man.
Excuse me?
What happened down there in Georgia?
I pulled Lil Junior off the trailer. And I made a shakedown, and they closed the track.
Oh no, miss.
Hey man, the car did a burnout, and we made a shakedown. Now we blew the tires off, but they closed the track after that. It was like I know y'all know rappers. You know when somebody make do a hell of a hook and do a hell of a verse and drop the mic and walk off the stage. That's what Lil Junior did. Now if somebody got enough nerve to lock me in with Lil Junior, I will beat their damn head in and I'll bring it to Milan, Michigan. I don't give a damn who, if he stock suspension on 28s with a small block, tell him to raise their hand. And I'm going to smack him upside the head.
Somebody going to raise their hand. This whole tight, bitch. Somebody going to raise their hand.
Okay.
What?
You
I'm holding tight.
What's up with you and, you know, Biz, man, I ain't never really known you to lose, man. You know, you came down here just tapping the gas on motherfuckers in the last shootout we had last year, man. So when I heard you lost, I was actually sad. I felt like Miami Heat lost in the playoffs.
Well, it was a different car, you know.
Okay.
It was
okay.
A different
okay.
car. But at the
hey,
same
but not,
time.
Hey, but not to cut you off right quick, Biz. But, Biz,
yeah.
You ain't nothing.
Hey, I got a small block. I got a stock suspension, small block on nitrous. Get those same people to lock me in, man. They beat me 3 times. And we can lock in 3 times again. And we'll see
hey,
who
quit. Hey, you coming to Detroit?
I'm sure they can.
Oh, you should get
I'm sure they can. And we'll see who say uncle. We'll see who say uncle.
What? Who did you race, bitch?
an up-and-coming group out of Chicago, racing group called Ground and Pound. Some good guys, some truly good guys.
Okay. Well, I need to find out how to contact them because I know you don't like, I know you don't take an L too well at all.
They probably ain't the one, but they probably on. And the Batmobile, tell the Batmobile to let me up, and we gonna put it on for y'all city.
Meatball ain't you on?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Crickets, silence.
Hallelujah. Put the phone on. What are you texting that? Because I know you were telling me something about y'all trying to lock in with Batmobile.
I don't know what happened. He dropped off.
Yes.
Hey, Audrey, I didn't know. You know what? I didn't know you was on. I apologize.
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Man, I'll be honest, man. Y'all be talking to Lady. I gotta see it. Lady L, you know, I gotta see you because
she married.
Talking all nice and romantic.
Peso.
Very
peso.
Very nice,
peso.
Man. She's very
peso.
Nice and cool, man.
Peso. She married.
I was just saying, I want to see her though because.
Oh,
everybody's
okay.
Extra nice to her. I'm like, okay, I
got to
see her
one day. Oh, we coming out with a video. You'll see it real soon. I'm sorry, I had to do that, Audrey.
Hey, listen, what's your Facebook? What's your Instagram?
What happened at what's the name race down there? I mean, did anybody get anything off down there, Bobby?
Actually, Bobby Wildchild, and I know you know him, Baldy from Florida. That
right.
was the marquee race. You know, they had a lot of locals, you know, that did a lot of grudge racing, but the marquee race was Bobby Wildchild and Baldy, and I have to say, Bobby Wildchild is still undefeated against Bob.
Oh, okay. So he blew his ass whole lot.
Yes, he did, man. And when he blew it out, he put he took the whole roll of toilet paper and stuck it up in Baldy's butt, and Baldy went straight on home. He didn't. You know how you take a little bit of the paper out and give it to him? No, he just took the whole roll and stuck it up there. And I guess he used duct tape.
Jay didn't have a truckload of Preparation Ace down there?
No, we had no Preparation Ace. We just had the toilet tissue. We stuck that whole thing in Baldy, man. Baldy left.
Oh. Okay.
Hey Biz, what kind of car Baldy got?
A Nova.
Man,
a
different Nova.
It wasn't the
Chevy style Nova. It was a Chevy. Oh no, yeah, it was a Chevy too. Like a 66?
Shoebox.
Oh, you're talking about it's a shoebox. That's exactly what it is.
What's the name of it?
The Fly. They called it the Fly.
Oh,
F-L-Y.
Man.
That was the car that he was saying he was putting together, wasn't it? I think that's the car he said he was putting together or something.
Yeah, Boxer Jerome. Boxer Jerome is the owner. And, man, you talking about pretty. You talking about slam to the ground. You talking about a pro driver and smoke. Man, God. And, man, they pulls up to the track in class. They got one of them six-seater Polaris off-road vehicles. Toting they got a – multi-dollar operation going on.
Oh, man, they got a stack in total home, huh?
Man, but Bobby Childs gave Baldy a roll of tissue, man, and stuck it dead up in his tail.
Wild Child got what, a Camaro or a Firebird?
No, that's a GTO.
Yep,
a GTO?
GTO?
Oh, okay.
Wasn't there some more races down there this week? Somewhere down there?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Yeah, this. Hello, you that Peso?
No, it's a little free from that break.
Yeah. Oh, on the Fred. I'm gonna tell you about the break. This how it happened. Baldy came up for a shakedown, and he did a burnout, and he like threw the bolts out of the converter.
Mm-hmm.
So they took it back to the trailer, and they started working on it, and they got it fixed. So then when they lined up the race, he did a burnout. I mean, like a 330 burnout. He was so far down the track, you would have to send a golf cart out there to go get him.
John Ford.
Yeah, one of John Ford. So he tried to put it in reverse, but the car wouldn't back up to the start line. So Bobby Wiseau, he had to cut his car off because he wanted to run hot. So they finally pushed it back. So they said that the car didn't have a reverse.
A lot of background noise.
Yeah, I don't know
who
that is. With like a stock suspension car or a street car, but there's no way you gonna foot break a car against a top sportsman's car. It's a full chassis car. There ain't no way. But all they know said they sure been truth put it on for the fans that they didn't bag out. They went on the race anyway, and turbo buzz on, and he foot break. But Bobby left first. The trans break came on. The wheels and the wheels. He 80, maybe 100 miles an hour. But smoke. Off wall, but you know, me myself, if my reverse went out in the car, that tells me that my transmission is hurt.
Right.
So I'm not gonna do the run.
Right.
But you know, they did.
So it wasn't no more heavy hitters down there besides them.
Oh, you had the infamous Butt Naked.
Oh man,
he was there.
Yeah, he was there. He got in the stock suspension small block nicer shootout.
He ain't got no small block, dude.
Exactly. Man, them guys cried and cried, Butt Naked. Oh, yeah, Butt Naked, you know that deer Butt Naked ran over a couple months back? He brought the deer to the track, and he let it out. But and there was a guy in a photo booth. Man, the car was so clean. Me and Jay were looking at the car the night before, saying how clean it was, and, you know, man, this would be a nice street car to buy. Man, that deer Butt Naked brought to the track. Ran into the track while the man was making the pass. Told the man, Kyle.
Wow.
They was pulling flesh out the
car. The grill.
Yes, sir.
But nigga, the caught the dead body nine there, huh?
Yes, he did.
Mm.
But I'm gonna tell you this. But nigga ran a he lined up against a small block car. That runs pretty good out of Race Factory, and Butt Naked was out the gas about three or four times, and still put a gap on the man. Mm. And when they seen that man, he ain't got no small block. He ain't got no small block. He got a big block. So you know they wouldn't allow Butt Naked. But we do want to say big ups to Butt Naked for showing up. You know. And supporting us grudging. you know, we support each other for sure. And coming out and
right.
supporting Bobby Wildchild. But Naked is saying that he's going to be in Maryland next weekend.
Okay. Okay. We'll see.
I already was coming, man. That was another person. You know, he told me, like, hey, Peso, I'm pretty much going to be there. So I'm like, okay.
Who we got to run butt naked?
Me, you know, this motherfucking Eddie.
Who said that? Who's that?
Is that Wayne? That's my man, Heavy Gang, baby.
Hey,
never scared, baby. You know how we roll. Yeah.
What's going on, Wayne?
I'm gonna be 100, Wayne. I'm gonna be 100. You ain't got no no damn
big block.
No, you ain't about no big block, but you ain't got no gorilla. You can't race everybody, Wayne. Ah, dog. Ah,
hey,
dog. You ain't got no help up there, man.
At Milan, Michigan, I run anybody, but yes, it's gonna be quite a few turbo cars out there. Quite a few.
Okay.
So it's gonna be action. You know, Fry Guy gonna be up here. You know, Junior them.
Fry Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Junior them getting ready. Little Mike, if you look on Facebook, that great turbo that Steve Penny was with my cars, his buddy, they gonna be there. So it's on and popping.
Okay.
And the return of the Great Goose. It's on.
What?
Return
of the Poppin' Baby.
Return of the Great Goose.
So you lied to me. You lied to me, Wayne. You said somebody was going to have that pop. Oh,
yeah, wow. I had my fingers crossed, so it ain't like I really, really lied. It won't count.
Man, you know what?
Lied to me too, man.
First of all, Wayne, I knew you were lying because ain't nobody in Chicago going to buy nothing pretty as that. You lying right there. You got that pretty. Drag is the only one that got something that pretty, man. We ain't got nothing that pretty up here.
Hey, man, she was retired, man, but I went out in the garage the other day, man. That motherfucker was out there doing, I'll be honest, that motherfucker was doing push-ups, man, so I said, fuck.
Still on the motor?
Still on the motor.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's on and popping. So, you know, you got one of the small blocks on nitrous and you crawling, watch your ass out.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
So tell 3 million to come
tell
up with brawling.
Wayne, man, talk to about this shootout, man. A lot of people want to know. Now, I told them earlier, I don't know if you caught it, about, you know, we're going to have two belts for the 29th and the 28th, you know, $300 entry, you know, for the shootout. But, you know, let them know some more about the stips and whatnot.
It's pretty much bars, no bars, man. You know what I mean? The 20-inch tire class, you can run the bars. You can run a 315 radio. You can have a 29.5W. And we got a lot of interest in it. And it seems like it's going to be good. I mean, I'm looking. I can't keep the car count, but it should be good, man. I mean, I'm getting a lot of calls. I mean, all the turbo cars I just named, they will be at Milan testing Thursday. All go well, they all will be there. So I didn't know we had that many forced induction cars up in Michigan. So Chicago boys, they better watch out.
Man, it's like I've never seen that many. I mean, I know John Clement and a couple other guys. It's like everybody coming out with twin turbos, single turbos. I'm like, wow. It's like we got about 10, 15 cars with turbos on them. Somebody got some heavy background. No. Yeah, man, we're going to have belts for both classes, though, man. I see at least $5,000 coming from each. Each class, if not more, at least 5,000. That's worth the trip within itself.
Hey, dog! I was telling Peso about the radio station last night. That shocked the world. Hey, guy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, my phone was on mute. Sorry about that. I'm at work right
everybody,
now.
I was telling Peso about the promo on the radio station last night. That shocked the world. Everybody hollering, calling my phones, like, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's how it's done. That's how it's be done.
Well, you know how Grudge Jake and them do. You know, never scared. You know, they ain't playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Butt Nick's going to make that trip, huh?
That's what Ben said and Peso said.
Okay.
Ben said he caught some deer loose down there, and the deer ran into a pretty Malibu down there.
That's right. A deer?
Yeah. He said he bought the deer down there and cut the deer loose, and the deer made a pass across the track.
Damn. And it hit somebody's car?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
I know it had to be some scary shit.
Right.
I don't know if you ever had a deer run across your car. Them, you know, from a distance, they don't look that big. When they get in front of your car, you be like, God, this motherfucker's taller than my car. Shit.
I was driving a truck one year out there in Belleville coming out of the landfill. Shit, and the motherfucker started coming across that goddamn road. I stopped that motherfucker and let the motherfucker go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It'll be good. I can't wait, man. I swear to God. Yeah, we like need for Christmas and shit, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Where Lady A at? We got any more hands?
Let me check for you just a moment. Oh, we have quite a few. Caller 248-6758. Your mic is open.
You
want me to call it, right? You want to go back? Yeah. Call it 248-6758. Your mic is open.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Call it 313-8082. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hello. Is that Lady A?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Greg Williams. Is Wayne them on there? Wayne and Peso?
Yes.
Y'all still on Wayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Wayne, now you know who this is, though. Just the Green Hornet. With the Green Corvette.
Yeah, with the vet, right?
Yeah, with the vet. Yeah. Wayne, you know me now. I'm a long-time bracket racer. But I'm trying to get into this grudge scene. You know, I was at 131 last year, you know, and we were down there together.
Yeah, I mean, we talked for a good while.
Sure did. Yeah. Hey, look here, I want to come down next week, right? Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Now look, I got a big tire car. You know me, I got the big tire car. I got a big motor, and I got some nitrous, and a big tire car, and some woolly bar, and a back half. Now mine ain't nothing but a back half. But y'all got anything for me out there to do something, or just come on out and just see what we got?
Yep, we got a back half 69 Camaro from down south called Big Sexy coming on up. And Big Sexy was looking for some action.
For real?
Yes, sir. So that's kind of like perfect right there.
Yeah, that's all they was talking about, back half, big tire car. They looking for something just like that.
Yeah, because matter of fact, they called and asked me, you know what I mean, could I line something up for them? I'm glad you pushed that one button. Yeah, so...
Okay. Yeah. Well, look here. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna shoot on out there. And like I say, I want to represent, you know, Detroit, Michigan, like we always do anyway. I want to show them boys what we got. But, you know, I've been doing this stuff for a long time. So, but I gotta get with the program and see what all y'all got going, and then we'll go from there. So.
Yeah. This is Grudge Race, man. We just talking to y'all, trying to have some fun, and you know, lose a little money, make a little money.
Yeah, because I got the flyer from Fred. Fred, he was down at Doc's Auto Service.
Okay, Big Fred.
Doc James.
Yeah,
Big Fred. He down at Doc's Auto. He brought all the flyers down there, and I saw him. I said, oh, man, Wayne and all them, they, you know, they the man. They do their thing. So, and then Peso takes some good pictures, you know. I mean, he do good videos and stuff. I see him all the time on the video.
I got one question for you, Joe.
Okay.
Is you going to bring my main man, Mr. Curry, with you?
James is not a black. He's not a grudge racer. But I'm gonna bring him. He gonna come just to be there with us.
That's all that matters.
So I got about four or five guys that gonna come down, you know, to represent the program. But I'm gonna be the main one that actually do the racing. I'm gonna race my car. So I want to make sure that they come down to the seas to see this extravaganza y'all putting on.
Okay, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to
it. Yeah. There ain't no question about it. Okay, I'm going to get back
on the support. We need all the support.
Oh, ain't no question about it. That's why I say y'all do good work down there, and especially with Tone. I mean, with Wayne and all of them, you know. Hey, what about Melvin then? What they doing? Is Melvin them coming down, or do you know?
I'm almost positive they'll be here. I talked to Dice the other day.
Okay.
So, yeah, they'll be here because I think him and Beers had something going on, but I don't know how they're going to work that out. Him and Beers had a race lock here.
Oh, okay, because Beers on the line now, so we'll see. Okay, all right, Wayne, I'll see y'all down at Saturday, man.
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, Lady A.
Yes.
Hey, Big Fred just called me. He said, can you call him and get him on because the show is full.
I will. Give me just a moment. And let me try to get this caller in, 773-5920.
Hello, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
That's fine. That's fine. I'm hanging in now. Good to hear your voice, Lady A.
Say that again.
One second, I'll be right back.
I said, good to hear
your voice.
You too, Sweet Willie.
Hey, you got it. Sweet Willie now.
Baby. Hey, Sweet
Willie. Hey, halfway. Hey, everybody. Hey, Wayne. Thanks for everybody. What's going on? See it? What's going on? Hey, in the world of the brand, man.
Is Biz on the phone?
Is that Will?
Call him back up. I know I got Meatball back on the line. We got Meatball back. And I know Biz is looking for you, Meatball, because he said he's trying to lock in something with Tipcar.
I want to talk to that man, too.
Lady, hey, we need to try to get Biz. Somebody call Biz on the phone.
Right now, as well as
break.
Give me just a moment,
guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne. Hey, is Wayne on the call?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's probably on mute. Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, what's going on, baby?
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, Wayne.
Yeah,
Wayne, who is Wayne?
What's up? Who is Leroy?
Yeah, this is Leroy. What's going on, baby?
What's up, man? What's up? Did you hear that caller that just pushed the button?
Man, you said what?
Did you hear that last caller that's just on here?
Yeah, I heard him.
Oh, okay. Sound like something up your alley, too.
What's up with him?
He got like a 70 back half, fake big block. I don't know what size the motor is, but, you know.
Who this Wayne?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up with that? What's up with that shit, Wayne? Talk to me, baby.
Hey, man, you ain't scared, are you?
What you say? Never scared?
That's right. Look, man. Uh-huh. We told you, man, we putting on for our city, man. We bringing everybody out to footwork, man.
That's what's up. Hey, I ain't mad at you, baby, but, hey, it is what it is. And I'm still tuning on my car, but I don't mind tuning on somebody as me. You know, so we gonna get it together. So I will be there to support y'all, most importantly. And if it got to go down, we gonna get this shit on, so... That's what's up. So I'm definitely coming down to support Grudge Inc. And it's you and Peso, right? Hello?
Yeah, it's never scared of Peso Productions. Yeah, and Grudge Inc.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Well, yeah, I'll be there. I damn sure I'll be there to support you. So, you know, so hopefully everything go well and I keep my, well, well, I guess I'm a damn sure keep the car together because I ain't going back out until that day. So, shit, it's all good. So,
that's what's up,
Leroy.
We appreciate that. We appreciate it.
It's all good. Yeah, man. So, man, we're going to work it out.
Meatball, what do you want, Meatball?
Man, listen here, Biz. You ain't nothing, man.
I said that. Give me the break.
Ain't no something to talk about.
Give me the
break,
man. Spray the motor, man. Head up. Spray the motor. Head
up. I'm going to spray the motor with the brake. I'm going to spray the motor. Give me the brake.
No.
Give me the brake.
You're going to get the brake, all right. You're going to get the brake, all right. We're going to break our foot off.
Okay, well, lock in. Lock in then.
Head up.
Man, I told you, give me the break. If I beat you, I'm going to turn around and run you for the same money. Head up, and let's get a chance to get your money back.
No, we beat you head up, we're going to give you the break then for the same money.
No, I'm the guest. If you was coming to 41, we would have did that. But I'm the guest, so you got to show some northern hospitality.
Man. You ain't
going to give me the break.
Hospitality is, man, Detroit finna whoop ass.
I understand that. Give me the break. And I guarantee you.
What you guaranteeing, man?
What you mean? I guarantee I'm going to whoop you. That's what I'm guaranteeing.
That's why we ain't going to give you the break, because you're going to whoop us. Head up.
No, I got to get the break.
Come on, man.
Oh, okay. What's
going on, Mr. Wayne?
What's up,
meatball?
You all right?
Man, shit, all right, all wrong, the same.
That's all good. It's all good. What y'all got over there doing push-ups, man, getting ready for Saturday? Now, I know the Cuddy going to be there. I know
Nothing.
The going to be there.
Nothing.
Man, we trying to fuck Biz up, man. Biz don't want us to get intimate with him.
With a little small shot on there. And all I'm asking for is the giddy up. Or I told you.
Take the nitrous off and we'll run your head up with the colors, man. Motor them up.
You gonna put 22s on there?
Yeah, damn.
So what a color. If it's a street color, that's...
Man, I don't like getting nobody gamble. I don't like getting nobody gamble, but me here. Did you watch the video?
It's Meatball, though, Wayne.
Thank you.
Meatball, did you watch the video?
Wayne, stay out my gamble. Can you respect that?
Man. All I got to say is round and pile, baby.
Wayne, can you respect that?
Hey, Brandon gave me booger rights on the car.
Can you respect that, man? You get out the gamble, Wayne, man.
I'm going to stay out the gamble, Meatball. All right, I'm going to stay out the gamble.
Hey, Meatball.
Come on, Wayne. Come on.
Let's
get back to her. Is that what you say?
Get back to who? Did you say H-E-R? Did you say her?
That's right, man, because that's what you're acting like, man. You're scared, man. You got a turn on right now.
Oh, you put me on female status.
Uh-oh, fag,
lock in, that cutlass. I'm going to run that, I don't give a damn what tie that cutlass on. You talking about Brandon's cutlass. If Brandon driving, lock in,
motor,
man. I'm going to run that cutlass head, no, spray to spray.
Motor to motor.
Spray to spray to the eighth.
Man, come on, goddamn, man, now you want, man, motor to motor, man.
No.
Ground and proud, whatever these guys with the mic. We can take the break with Skip Crow from that motherfucker. They can spray all they can spray through that bitch.
Well, talk to them. I'm gonna run that streak.
Ain't he a Chicago?
Hey, man.
Isn't he a Chicago native?
Hey, Meatball. I'm gonna run that cutlass of Brandon. Brandon drive, I drive. Spray the spray to the 8 mile.
God damn, man. Now you're going to tell us who's going to drive the car, too.
Dang. I'm driving.
Hell, that's
I'm
your
driving.
Problem. That's your problem, man.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, Big Wayne, Peso, Biz, Meatball, Lil Fred?
What's happening? Because,
Joker ain't trying to race Freddy. Joker just wanna lip box.
I'm trying to lock in, man. I'm trying to lock in with Skip Crow with your white Mustang. Head up, spray the motor, man.
Hey, man, listen here, man. I'm trying to lock in Brandon's Cutlass against my Mustang, small block, on nitrous with a 28-inch tire, man. I'm driving the car, man.
Man,
That's what I'm trying to lock in, man. If you're not trying to lock in that race, then you ain't trying to run.
Evidently, we trying to run skip car, man. You ain't trying to run, man.
Well, okay, I'm gonna lock in both up. I'm gonna lock in. Run the Cutlass head up, and I'm gonna take the break from Skip.
You switch talking motherfucker, you.
We run both of them.
Ben, you a slick talking motherfucker, man. If I ain't know no better, I would have said the L word.
What's the problem?
Ben, head up, spray the motor, Skip car.
Give me the break, man.
Well, how about this, man? If you get enough.
Matter of fact, tell you what. You give me the break with Skip car, I get Brandon the break with my Mustang.
No, man. Ooh,
huh?
We don't like that, man.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, Ben. Let me put it this way. We will be there. We'll be there this Saturday on the 4th. Like when we see, you might get that. I'm not going to guarantee everything, man. You might get that.
Huh?
If we like what we see, you might get what you're asking for.
When, man?
And on the 4th, man, this Saturday.
When am I going to get what I'm asking for? When? I want you to put up business, man. Meatball.
I hear a lot of background noise.
Where's Meatball at?
This is Meatball.
Okay, lock in. I'll run Brandon's Cutlass. If Brandon drive, head up, man. And if Skip drive his Mustang, I take the break.
The thing is, you ain't going to take nothing, man. You're going to take this L. You're going to take this ass whooping, Biz. That's what you're going to take, man.
All right, well, put Brandon in Skip car. I'll run him head up.
This man right here.
How do you like that?
This man right here, man.
Put Brandon in Skip car. I'll run him head up.
You got some of everything going on, man.
You ain't trying to go, man.
Man,
all right,
man.
You ain't trying to go. I done gave you three or four different races, man. You won't lock in one.
Hey, so, man, this man just want airtime, man. This man ain't trying to do nothing.
Lock me in.
Hey,
man. This man ain't trying to do nothing, man. Mute his damn mic, man. don't mute his damn mic. Don't mute his mic because he got a damn board on. He'll unmute himself. He ain't going to do no damn good.
You trying to? Meatball, you going to lock in something, man, anytime, man. Come on, man. I run. Huh?
Head up with Skip car, head up.
All right, I'm going to lock in Skip car head up.
My mom. Would you drive him, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to drive my Mustang. I'm going to lock Skip head.
No,
don't put no color on my car, man. Don't put no color on my car, man. Don't put no color on my car.
Boy, this boy right here. I tell you, man, if I was a woman, man, my panties probably would have been off by now.
Don't put no color on my car.
Man, this man right here, man. Are you bringing little niece to May 4th?
Who?
You bringing little niece out May 4th?
I might. Do I need to?
I don't know. You might need to bring a little niece out.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, talk to me, Wayne, man. Who you got locked in, man? Where the hell Wayne at?
He on, man. He probably on music this song.
I got King Nate locked in. And I got everything in Ryder back here.
Nobody
moves, nobody get hurt.
What's up with the Riddler, man? Are we gonna see the Riddler Saturday or what, man? Is it back together or what?
Man, it should be together, man. It should be there, man.
Okay. Because Antoine said he's gonna do something unspeakable to the Riddler.
Man, I don't want to talk about that man right now, man.
That race was locked in, right?
The last no ET. At the first no ET, both of them didn't show up with no car. So, I mean, you tell me.
It was too cold, man. You can't be mad at two stick shift cars for not wanting to race in the cold, man. You see, Johnny Quick went home, bro.
You need to watch your mouth, man. That man gonna be at the track, man.
Hey, man. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt.
Hey, wait. What you gonna do with that, man? You gonna lock in his race or what, man?
Hey, man. All he gotta do on Saturday is walk on over. Say, what up? You want a race? And it's going down.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, with the white trash, right?
Ain't going to be no stipulations. Ain't going to be you got this tire. Ain't going to be you got these wheelie bars. Ain't going to be you got this.
Oh.
If that man get down the track and he like what he see when he get that tire slip, it's on and popping. Nah, meatball, what you want to do?
With white trash, man? He get all that with white trash?
Hey, man, I'm coming to race Saturday, man. That's all I can tell you, me, bro. I'm putting on for my city. So there you have it.
Hey, Wayne, what's going on?
What up, though? Who, that big friend?
Yeah.
What's going on? On lunch break at work?
No, actually, they took me off punishment and put me back on days.
Oh, did they? I'm on lunch break. Okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah. But I had to do them 12 today, though, so I'm good.
Because I don't go back out there and mention no goddamn Django no more now.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
He gonna be on punishment again, goddamn it! Because this time
yeah,
they gonna fuck around, put you on a swing ship.
Hey, look, they know how to fuck over motherfucker, boy. They know I hate midnights. My man said,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, so we got something for you though." But it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, they got shift premium over there.
Yeah.
I know you weren't crying about that 10%.
Oh no, I didn't holler about none of that. Hell no. that all went to the side for the Fast Show Malibu fund, so that's all
okay.
That was all good.
Okay.
I got a lot
okay.
of guys on from the job. All the managers, they always come out to Milan, so they're gonna come Saturday, so that's a good thing. So I'm gonna work Saturday and get paid. So that's
oh.
what we go come out there with them.
Okay. That's what's up.
So, yeah, they can come out there and they're trying to figure out what this grudge thing is all about. So I'll try to explain to them. Sure. They look at the videos. They're seeing some videos so they can get to see it firsthand now.
Right. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of that. And, you know, a few of them guys from the Friday Night Heads Up race, you know, sending me some messages, you know what I mean? You know. See, they can get some action, you know what I mean? But I told with the class guys, once you post some times, you know, it's kind of hard
right.
to get your
Like I said, I heard the commercial on the radio. That was 100. That was slick. They did a good job with that. Like I said, he pounded the pavement. I pounded past all the flyers I had, you know. It's networking people, so it's going. Somebody said, "Well, ain't nobody gonna be there." Talking bullshit. They're gonna be there.
Oh no!
It's going down.
It's going down.
Let the haters hate.
Yeah, man. I just while we've been on this call, man, I just heard that like commercial, man. It's deep, so I just hit it up on the radio station.
People in the city right here will still pay so.
Hey. Hey, it's funny because they're like, hey, we about to go on the radio. I'm like, man, ain't nobody listens to radio, man. I'm like, man. But you know what? I guess I do, especially in the morning, man. I literally get ready.
Yeah. Everybody ain't got all that high dollar stuff you got over there, Peso.
Hey, whatever, man. Pandora and XM Radio ain't nothing, man.
Hey, I got a satellite in my truck. I swear to God, I do not listen to it. I don't know.
I don't listen to that mine neither.
I don't know.
It's definitely different, man. I listen to it because, you know, I get my Jeezy on, you know, and it hits cuss words sometimes when the kids ain't in the car.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But, man, with this new music, man, they ain't even cussing, but these damn kids ain't stupid, man. They know what the hell they're talking about on there, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, they know what they talking about.
They're saying the same shit. They just ain't saying it, but, hey, they saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That one song, I look over my daughter over there, like, I got a bad, bad motherfucker. I'm like, wait, hold on.
You know, that's the other one. I'm going to pop some cash. I'll be looking at my son like, you got what in your pocket? You know what I'm saying?
Man.
This is
What are these kids all fucked up nowadays, man?
Goddamn.
When I was coming up, they made music about love and shit like that, man. Goddamn.
Hey, Wayne and Pace, I had a couple of people ask me about the novelties. Are you going to be selling T-shirts? You know, and whatnot.
I'm definitely gonna have a Pace of Productions hoodies, T-shirts, hats, beanies. Have a little table set up. There will be some Mylan stuff available as well. Never scared. You know, gonna probably, you know, he's gonna have some stickers out there. You know, have a little table. We have our little stickers out there and whatnot. So we're definitely gonna have some stuff to send people, you know, back. That's traveling out with some Never Scared. It's a Pace of Productions gear. And then Mylan's going to also have some gear, some hoodies and whatnot, man. So we'll definitely have, we're going to have like a, I'm going to have like a table by the front. And then they're going to have some stuff at Rocky's Pit Stop.
Yep. Shelves.
We're going to have some good stuff out there.
Hey, y'all see that weather changing for Saturday, too.
What, is going up high or what?
It shows 60. It shows 60 something on my forecast today.
Yeah,
I know.
Like Friday.
Yesterday it said 65.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going up because Friday jumped to 70, and then Saturday jumped to like 68.
You know,
yeah, we need
so
that.
Fucked up, man. You know that should have changed a minute. Fuck around, be 80 degrees Saturday. You know, it should change.
Right.
By Thursday, it's gonna be a whole different hookup, man.
You right, man. All this week is beautiful, man. So I'm happy.
Anything above 60, I will take it.
I got up today, got outside like this morning, like, damn, wait a minute. It was hot as motherfucker yesterday. Now it's raining and cold, like, what the hell? But it's Michigan, you know?
Yeah. I had the damn heat on in the house today, man. Like, shit. Yesterday, I'm riding with the windows down.
Yeah, the weather going to be good Saturday, and I hope the weather be good Tuesday. Goddamn, my goddamn B-Day.
For Tuesday?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to work good Tuesday.
May 7th. Huh?
You say you're 27.
27, baby. 20 goddamn 7.
Yeah, tell that to somebody who believes that shit.
Huh? I went and got me some diet shit. That is great shit, you know. Going to give me a good old ball fade and shit.
Come on, second, fella.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get Street King on here, man. I might be calling the wrong number.
I had his number. I don't think I programmed it in my phone.
I am.
He probably on here, though. Lady A, we got any more hands up?
Lady A.
She can get him on.
Hmm. My man got gap, man. That Sweet Lorraine, man. I'm watching this video. I'm about to post it. My man Sweet Lorraine got gap by Mean Green from Bullshit Racing, boy. God damn.
When was that race?
That was at the first No E.T., man. Sweet Lorraine.
Oh, come on. Nice. Last Saturday?
Yeah, nice little car, man. He raced Ride or Die.
Yeah, Brandon Wolfson.
Man, hey. I would have lost a couple hundred on that race, dude. And the only person I found betting on that race was Ride or Die and Ride or Die. That was it, cause
that was it.
That was it, man. Were nobody I even go. Hey, no way in hell I would have thought that Cutlass was gonna beat that car. And I mean,
right.
You know, it was an impressive race. Them some of the most funnest races, man. Because ain't no blowing the tires, ain't no missing the gear. It's straight up, motor to motor, big-ass cars going down the track, going 1080, having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that shit, man, you're going to see it tonight, man. The video will probably be after I call over with it because I'm about to eat. But, man, it was one of the funnest, closest races. It's only been one OET, but it was a good race, man. You know,
right.
Sweet Lorraine said everybody he raced that day that he lost to, because he lost twice. I feel bad for him, but he said they got action on May 4th, man, and his car made to run on nitrous, so he running these cats on motors just, you know, just to have some fun. So, big shouts out to him, but it ain't fun losing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you got to lose to win now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then White Mike, he going to get Brian Davis livid, boy. He talked some big shit last Saturday, man. He said he don't give
yes,
a fuck
did.
About Brian Davis. Oh, you seen that?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I was right there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought, man. I'm about to pick that up today, too, man. He said everybody acting like they're scared of Brian Davis, man. He said he might bust his ass on the fourth. So,
he's going to try to have his car about ready then, huh?
Man, he pushing, man. He said it. You know, anything on camera stick, boy. It's like a verbal contract. So,
yeah, because when you taping it, when he asked PRE, or something about when the car gonna be ready or something?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's serious.
Yeah.
He said he coming off the trailer and he gonna chop off Brian's head. Essentially, what he's saying. I'm like, wow.
White Mike.
Oh. Wow. Wow. The racing sensation.
Man. Right. Well, hey, you got to see this shit. I don't even think you knew that was going on when he was talking. And nobody knew. He was just talking like, fuck Brian. I'm like, wow, I'm about to see this.
No, we were all standing right there when he was telling them that.
Okay. I know. I don't think nobody was paying attention, man. I'm trying to
But you know what? I think Mike going to be all right. I just think he needs to back up on it, run off the trailer first day. You know, it ain't that easy. Now, if it is, if he can't do it, you're a bad man.
What he got, Wayne? He got a Mustang?
Yep. He, one of them videos on Detroit Hood TV, he raced, did he race Tuesday?
Yep.
Yeah, he raced Tuesday.
What was that, this year or was that last year?
That was last year or year before last. I think it was the year before last.
It was early last year or late the year before that.
Yeah.
I remember I remember him. I was trying to race him in my slow ass car back when I had it. Something was up with his car, but he probably would have bust my ass like Stutterbug. I need to call Stutterbug, man. Get his ass on the damn car. See if he gonna come out that damn back end car. I mean, he gave me my only loss fucking around.
Man, I wish.
Cross the Mason Dixon
line.
The Oaks,
yeah.
The Mason Dixon line.
You mean cross Updike coming this way?
Yeah, there you go.
Cross Updike coming this way.
I wish you could. We'll come on this side of 696.
Right.
Oh, y'all sitting there.
Somebody had boys, man. They be talking.
Yeah. What those stacks up to, man? I heard you got some stuff in the burner.
I seen Stack yesterday up at the shop. Oh, Stack coming. He coming.
Okay. Yeah, appreciate the
go ahead. I know he'll be there Saturday. I don't know if he bring the Buick or not.
Okay. Now you know you can get in because you know them. Tim, Dave with my old Monte Carlo, Junkyard, and it's a couple other cars on them 22s. Little E over there with Young Money with the National. That boy, some have a little shootout of their own on them 22s. So you know that's another thing we got brewing over there. So I have more details. I have more details during the week on that one. I posted over them Motown and Racing.net. Keep everybody updated on that.
Yeah, man, them 22 boys getting down, man. Tim had the way he got the fastest shit out, man, but I heard Lil Wee might be a problem.
Junkyard was talking real crime. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he sure was.
Man, that's not fun. That's
the
kind of shit I need to get back to.
So,
I can't wait.
Lady A, are you there?
Somebody going to get knocked up. Knocked out.
I'm here.
Right. Do we got any more hands up?
No.
Okay.
Can you get a Peso, when you looking for Street King?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get Aaron, man.
Can you get Street King on? If you got the number.
I don't. If someone has it, I'll pull you in a private room and get it.
Heavy, you got the his number? I had it. I don't got it no more on my phone.
I know I don't have it. I had it.
We do have one hand. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Miss Harder?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Okay. What's going on, Detroit?
What's happening, Big Wheel?
What's happening?
Big Wheel? What's going down? Hey, when is that race? On the 4th or the 5th?
This Saturday, the 4th.
Right, the 4th. That's what I thought. Okay. What time the gates open?
10 a.m. Racing starts at 1. Motor City Mayhem. Detroit versus the world.
Yes, sir. Okay.
What you bringing, man? What you coming with? Talk to us.
I think I'm bringing my 71 Camaro.
Damn.
I love Camaro. How it sitting?
Back half, big block. 10.5W, 31s.
Okay.
One carburetor, one system. GM block, you know, just something to play around with.
Okay. We appreciate it. Look forward to...
Right. Just coming to support my guys, that's all.
Yeah, the track going to be on Kiel. It'll be a good time to get,
oh, yeah,
you know, some passes under your belt.
Okay.
Now, we need Big Fred to pull that Malibu on out.
Well, like I said, it's still in the hospital, but it's coming along, so trying to do something different with it, so.
No, you trying to do some sneaky shit, man. You ain't fooling nobody.
I'm trying to be able to contend.
There you go. I heard that. That's what I want. I'm working on the same thing, but right now I'm behind in the paper, so I'm just doing what I can right now.
I think we all in that line.
Yeah, right.
I got
two. Hey, Heavy, you ain't eat that last can of Vienna sausage, did you?
No, I ain't had no more hot sauce.
Huh?
I only had two crackers and I had no hot sauce. I said, fuck it.
Oh, I got some hot sauce. I'm going to come over and get that can. I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
Sorry, you ain't got no problem eating that grilled cheese sandwich, though.
Okay.
Man, you got to split that.
Let me get some of that up out there.
You know how you do the grilled cheese? You slice it diagonally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Butter that shit up, goddamn it, and throw it in the skillet.
Hold on.
Hey, man, anybody heard from Sleepy? No, he ain't called in yet.
Yeah, who is on Sleep Bet, man?
He called Mississippi Joe Show Friday. He was on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Sleep.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, I got somebody from John Quick Racing on the phone, Wayne. They want to talk to you, man.
What's up, Wayne? As long as
it ain't Peters, I can talk.
What's up, Wayne?
What's up? Who this?
It's Peters.
What's
you got
going
action,
on,
buddy?
I got action.
You got some action. So you got action.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. All right.
You got action. You got all the action you want.
So what you saying? You not scared and never scared?
Never.
Okay.
So how
we gonna do this? We'll do this early, we're gonna do this in the middle, or we're gonna do it late?
Do it in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
I'd rather do it in the middle of the day before it gets dark.
Right, right. Makes sense. Yeah, because I want everybody to be able to see it.
I don't wanna see nobody tear their shit up.
Right. The weather looking pretty good though.
Oh yeah.
So how the car coming along?
It's ready. It's waiting on
it's ready. So ready. you saying I get first chop at Mr. Quick?
You can have it.
We've been waiting on this race since 2010.
Hey, man. I'm about to go back out in the garage and do some push-ups next to my car, man.
Ever since Fritz Road, we've been waiting on this race.
Was Fritz Road's last race? Was that the last one?
Yeah. We've been waiting to hear Wayne say he was going to lock in. Shit. But now that we know he's ready, there ain't no backing out of this one.
Ain't no backing. Hey, and these shows I recorded.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
It's going down. Hey, man.
Hey,
I watched that. I watched that video from Fritz Road. And every time I hear myself say, what the fuck was that, man, I just bust on that.
What the fuck was that?
That was a classic, man. But if you was on that big end, you couldn't tell who was in front. All you heard was two cars.
Yep. A fucking pedal fest.
Yeah, that little blue motherfucker.
Was
Bob.
Yep.
But it wasn't no mistake on Grand River, though.
I wasn't there for that one, so.
It don't count if you weren't there?
It don't count my eyes, fuck it. This next one's going to count. This all that matters is what's coming up, not what's in the past.
Okay. All right, John Quick Racing, the Fab Shop, going to be in the house. I'm looking forward to it. God. Ooh. Man, my kids gonna be there. I really want to get all ugly in front of my kids, but I guess I'm not to do this.
Yep, I hear that. All right, man. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay,
right,
no problem.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yep, later.
All right. Yeah, we gonna have to knock some dicks off in the dirt before we get that one on. That's like the Mayweather fight. You know, the Mayweather fight the same day as our race, man. So, you know, that's you and Johnny right there.
Yeah. No, that's gonna be like Muhammad Ali against Mayweather.
Wait, who Mayweather though? Because they're two good fighters.
I'm a heavyweight, baby.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Heavy game. Hey, one hit. One hit is all you need.
I got a question.
What's his name, man? He ain't hit the one, but he ain't called in. What knowledge at, man?
I got some
knowledge for y'all. Who that?
That's DJ Grant.
Goddamn Grant.
What's
going on, man? What y'all doing? What y'all up to?
Hey, Grant,
what's
going down the track? Hey, Grant, man, what's up, man? I done put your name in videos, man. That fry guy want to holler at you.
Huh?
I done put your name in videos, man. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but that video, man, Fry Guy, he want to holler at you, man.
Fly Guy?
Yeah, man. Little turbo
he
car.
He
want to
kick you in the grease.
I don't know who in the world. Y'all got some background. I can't hear a word.
Yeah, I hear that background. I don't know what that is. Mute your mic. Mute your mic. Lady, yeah,
somebody named Fly Guy want to do something?
Man, look, listen. Let's slow it down. First, know what you see. We got a new turbo crowd for you. He came out. He made some passes. He's working a lot of bugs out, but he got a little ways to go. So, I had to talk some stuff, man. Get your name in the pot, man. So I put your name in the video, and you said you got action, man.
Oh, man.
It's a little turbo car, no bars. Just like you like it, man.
Man, it is what it is. I ain't barring none to you. I'm actually really trying my best to make it up there this week.
How the car looking?
All the body work is done. And we're just waiting on some parts to come in. About got it back together, so,
Good, man.
We've been working day and night, man. Been working day and night.
So that sounds like he going to make it then, DJ.
It looks like I might, man. It's a very good possibility, in all honesty. Very good possibility.
We still appreciate it. If you can't come, but, if you can't, we understand.
I'm trying,
hey, man. Hey, man, if you come with your car or not, man, I'm going to feed you good.
I hear you. Hold on one second.
Big friend,
I'm
Yeah, I'm
still here.
Okay.
I heard
Butt Naked made a pass down there, huh?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. DJ, they told me the Butt Naked bought up a deer down there, man, and the deer ran across the track.
Hey, I heard that too, man. They said Butt Naked left some deers out the trailer. He said everybody been talking that deer shit about, so he brought some weeks. They got some for y'all last. And released their ass on the track.
Mm-hmm. And tore up somebody's car with that motherfucking deer.
Yeah.
He said that Bud Necker said he's going to come. He's coming up here for the fourth.
Yeah, well, ain't nothing stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all bear with me for a second. I'm inside a store.
Okay.
Did anybody have the Lakers in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
They gone fishing.
Huh?
I said they gone fishing.
Yeah. Hey, so.
Yes, sir.
Never scared in the playoffs, and we're going to the championship, too. We're going to win.
What's one now?
I said, Never Scared is in the playoffs, and we're going to the championship. We're going to win, too.
Hey, man. Hey, all I keep hearing is Never Scared, Bad Company, Ride or Die, man. But Brian Davis is bringing some power too, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, You know, we it's going to be good, man. But I'm pretty sure never see it win, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But John Quick Racing going to be popping too, man. This shootout going to be hot. You know, people saying they're going to be in it to win. You know,
right.
A lot of guys, my man Kevin with the Monte Carlo, he redid his whole car. And he was a bracket racer, man, but he redid his whole car. And he seen what we was doing in the girls' world. He said, man, it's more fun and it's more money. So he gonna have his car the first time, man, doing some girls' racing. He's going to get his feet wet, so he might pop his chair and get a little wind off. I'm going to have to introduce you to him.
Okay.
You know. Nobody. I don't think nobody else hands up, but I will share. No, I don't have. I know she all over it though. She is doing calling in and she see him. I'm working it right now, man. You know, I'm chopping up and slicing and cross fading and making some work for y'all to watch over this weekend to this race.
Mm-hmm.
The best videographer in the world, goddammit.
That's right. Hey, so production.
I do what I do so good. I got people changing their names to similar to mine, man. I ain't saying no names, man. You know, I see people stickers on their car too. I'm like, damn, man, they doing that too now. I'm like, shit. Give me credit for it at least. Give me a little bit of it. Give me a text like, hey, man, I like what you do. I'm going to do the same thing the same way.
Hello. What's happening?
Did you check to see if we had some brackets?
I'm going to go over there tomorrow and check it out.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to get up the steps. So I'm going to get at y'all. I'm going to go lay it down, man.
Okay, cuz.
I get at you. All right, Pace, that's big one.
All right, man. Thank you for coming in. Lady L.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who this?
It's Peso. Who we got? Who we got here?
Oh, no. This is Lil Fred. I'm still I'm on here with you.
Okay. Sure. I'm trying to
Lady
see
Lady L, we got any more hands?
No, sir.
Okay. I know the call is full, man. I can't even get in. I see that we booked, but ain't nobody raising their hands. I can only talk so long to myself, man. Me and Fred, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. Right.
You know how it be when it gets close to race time.
Yep, and damn crickets, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna show some love, man. I'm reading here on my Facebook that Regulator Racing, Junior Pro Charger and Lil Tony locked in, so that should be a good race. They just locked that in over there. You know,
okay.
Show some homage, but I'd like to see that one.
Yeah.
Trying to see some good races here. You know, I want to see some. Last year was cool, but everybody was soft, man. That's why everybody had to travel. Shit, it's a shame when Never Scared can get no races, so they had to travel the world.
Yeah. Do what it do and make it do what it do.
Right, it got hated on for that. It can't win.
Right.
Nobody can win, man. It can't win.
Mm-hmm. Big Will, you still there?
I'm going to have a race locked in. I know he was talking about running a few different guys.
Who?
Melvin.
I don't know. I know he got a race. Don't he got a race? He locked in with a Biz, but I don't know how they gonna do it.
Okay, I don't know if it was down there up here.
No, I know it was down there. It's supposed to be in 41. But I don't know how they gonna, you know, do it or how whatever they gonna do, you know.
I think Biz was giving him 1-1 or something.
I don't know. No, I think it was head up. Yeah, I think it's head up. Head up with Lil Junior. I think he was giving three little 1-1 or something like that.
Who, Melvin was?
Yeah, giving him the back tire or something.
Right, but Biz was giving Melvin 1-1.
I know I heard Biz say that. I heard him mention that he had given him 1-1.
Right, and they locked in that night on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's supposed
and
to be for the, it was supposed to be for what, last week when y'all got all that rain over there?
Right, right, right. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where Big Fella at? Where Big Drag at?
I ain't heard from the Big Fella. I don't know. Who was that Tony locked in with?
He locked in with Regulated Racing, man. He locked in with let me read the message. I forget my man's name. It is
Black.
He locked in with Junior. Yeah, Junior Pro Charger car, y'all.
Oh, okay.
What kind of car is that?
It's a it haven't been on in a while, but I think it's a stock suspension. I want to say it's a stock suspension Pro Charge car. And he a bad boy, man. He's been working on that car for about a year or two, man, and he had some problems. But Junior had probably one of the baddest cars in the Midwest for quite some time until he had some problems. It's Pro Charge. And
okay.
I mean, he's gonna be lining up with him. I'm sure Junior, he wanted to be there on the 4th, man. He really pushing it, but I just know that kind of car, the way he sent it up, he needs a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Regulated Racing, man, they always been big supporters. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about White Trash? Who Wayne locked in with?
We locked in with a few people.
Man, he locked in with anybody he wanted.
Yeah,
nah,
we can't go down there.
But the biggest race he got locked in was the Menace Mustang dude. Nice little car. It's kind of low key, but that boy, I did some research. I did some Googling and some Grudge Inking and some Grudge Racing forums, and that's a badass car, man. Real nice car. Right? That's gonna be a beautiful race for them to get off. So I know he locked in with them. Brian Davis
with
locked in with it too.
What?
Oh, yeah, that guy going to have some action. Got these turbo cars, man, you know, I'm trying to get Chicago. I'm trying to get Boost 12 up here. You know, hopefully DJ Grant get his car fixed. He was on earlier. I'd like to see him come down here, man. Some nice turbo cars down here. Get this turbo stuff going on. One of my favorite cars is Turbo GT, man. You know, I know Boyd and them, they're going to be showing some love. Be down here.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago will be here. They kicked our ass last time. I keep giving them credit for that. I better stop. But I'm going to give it to them just because I know they're going to get their head chopped off this time.
Mm-hmm.
Biz, he on a losing streak right now, so I'll take that.
Well, you know, but Biz, you know, he bounced back before you know it, so better watch it.
Oh, yeah, I know. You just got to get him fired up.
Yeah, I know who I miss. I miss Take the Great, man.
Yeah, me too. That's my guy.
Take the Great.
Hey, you know what?
Tate going to go down, goddammit.
I know, man. Tate, where is Tate?
I don't know.
He on vacation.
Oh, okay.
You know who I really miss? It's Ruse, man. I think Ruse, I can't talk too much, man. This is where I might get myself in trouble, man. But
be quiet then, Peso. Don't say nothing then.
Hey, man. It's the race week now, goddammit. Some of this shit got to come out the pot. But,
right.
All I can say is I miss Rubes and LaBelle, man. That car was definitely one of the baddest cars I ever seen in my life, and it ran good for a 302, and all I can say is they may be back, man. They don't be surprised if you see them on the force.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be huge. So they might be there on the force. That'll be real. Nothing like a good Ruse to Johnny Quick battle, man. Then we're going to get these Southern guys up here, man. Talking to you. Did anybody ever find out what Fritz is that Pro Stock was talking about? Frizz or whatever the hell it is?
Who?
Frizz. He said I asked him what he wants to drink. I was going to buy the man something to drink. You know?
Oh, he's talking about Pro Stock Joe. I don't know. Whatever
yeah.
it is, we'll have it.
Yeah, we got
to. You can believe
that. I want to know the definition of Frizz. Somebody got to text me or call me or come on this call and tell me what the hell Frizz is.
I know when I heard you mention that shit, I'm like, Frizz, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. Is it some water or what? I don't know.
If it's some
crazy, did he say Frizz?
Nah, he said like Frizz, that. Man. Frizz.
Oh, I don't know.
But man, I'm about to be on mute for a minute, man. I gotta get this work done, man, because y'all gonna kill me if I don't get some footage out. So I'm here, I'm listening. If the call is what it is, we almost at 2 hours. You know, Lady Hell, we can probably end it shortly. Motor City Mayhem, May 4th, baby. If anybody wanna raise their hand, raise it now. Say what you gotta say. Race is locked in. Everybody who's in the city representing, baby. It's gonna be the best grudge racing of the year, man. Mylan said on kill. We're giving away 2 belts for $28.29. It's $300 to get in on the buy-in. So $300, we get 20 cars. That's a simple math. That's $6,000 to the winner. You got 10 cars, that's $3,000 to the winner. So, you know, there's money to be had. We're going to get the grudging belts going out. And then the event, a lot of people want to know about the event, so I guess I can elaborate on that a little bit more. If you ever been to a Noe TM Island, our event is set up the same way. Our goal is to make it feel like the streets, but you at the track, so you ain't got to worry about no problems. We got paramedics. We got one of the best tracks in the Midwest, you know. But, you know, Mylan, we let you get up and close. You know, you can come down there, you get in them lanes, you get in them pits, have a good time, be up close to the race, and watch it and have a phenomenal time. I've been to other tracks, and it's kind of crazy, but you really can't get down there. You really can't get close. You got to sit in the bleachers, which is good. Don't get me wrong. It's cool to be in the bleachers, man, but if it's your crew and you locked in with that pot, you got 200, 500, or 1,000 on that race, there's nothing like being in that car and smelling that exhaust and getting some of that rubber to hit you in the bottom of your pants, man. So, I mean, we bringing it live. It's going to be organized chaos. You know, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to have the right music on for everybody. You know, we're cooking. We're going to try to supply some basic foods for people. You know, we're going to have some hot dogs. And, you know, the hospitality is going to be A1. You know, so racing is going to be good. It's no ET style, and we're going to have 2 shootouts. And if you got a grudge race, I'm going to have the 2 right lanes clear. So if you got a race, you locked in for $100 or $5,000, all you got to do is let Pro Stock Joe and Meatball know. The cars will be pulled right up to the front. You'll be next up. So, you know, it's not going to be no, you got to wait, come from the back and all that. We're going to have it set up just for grudge racing. And then the other 4 lanes will be for if you come in the test, come on out, test your car out, come to test the tool. If you got motorcycles, bring the bikes out too. You know, I want to see some boosters out there getting down. So we going to have some fun, baby.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
On that note, Peso Productions never care grudging. I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on you. Y'all in to go ahead. Somebody has
what's
any questions?
Peso?
Yeah,
what's up, Larry?
What's going on, y'all? How's everybody?
Everybody, all right, Larry. We was wondering
what
you were saying.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear. I come on here and I heard exactly what I wanted to hear, but I wanted y'all to know that I was going to call in, man, and get my support. I try not to miss one of y'all shows because I try to be loyal when it comes to giving my support because I'm for real about what I'm doing and I'm for real about the fact of seeing you guys get it in, man, because all my fun is coming through you all now, man. And what y'all doing. I wildly appreciate it, man. The only thing I want to do is see y'all get it on, have fun, and let's do what we do.
Yes, sir.
My man.
Yes, sir, Larry. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I probably miss Wayne tonight. I always like to get a chance to come on and mess with Wayne for a few minutes, but I got Taso on here. That'll do just fine.
You know it, man. He on here, man.
He just probably got his phone on mute. He at work.
Yeah. Well, I already got my bells on, man. I ain't got to do nothing but just ring them now, cause I'm waiting on the fourth to get here, man, so I can show my face in the place, man. The good Lord spared me. Don't nothing happen to me or none of nobody else. Hey, man, we're going to get it on, man. We're going to enjoy ourselves, man.
You better believe it, man. You better bring me something to drink. Hey, you better bring me something to drink, man.
Sure. Hey, Peso. Hey, Larry. Larry, I know
yes,
all
sir.
That rain y'all got. I know them crappies been floating past the house, ain't it?
Yeah, the only problem with that, you see, with all that water, that fresh water, fish don't like to bite in fresh water. You know, and I'm sitting here, I'm so nervous, I don't know what to do. I got this boat sitting over here, and I'm trying to wait for the water to kind of recede a little bit. But, you know, when it do, I promise y'all this, when it do and I get a chance to get that water, we're going to try to see if we can have us a crappie fish fry, man. Let's get everybody
yes,
together,
sir.
Man, and let's get down.
Oh, okay. See,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Glad I know that now.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing like that good old crappie, boy.
You got that right. Mm. And then that's the way I get out, man. See, because I ain't got nothing but love for everybody, man. When I see why I got to live any other kind of way, what I do, I learned something a long time ago. Because it's better to go say, there he go to there he lay. So I walk away from a lot of things, man, because a lot of things don't fit in. You know, if it don't fit, don't force it. You know, so I ain't
right.
trying to put myself in over. I'm about enjoying life, man. And as y'all get to know me in time, y'all see that, because me and Leroy, we love having fun, man. And we're going to climb on it, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leroy got on here earlier.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, he's on here earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He might get
my man. Yeah, I appreciate
but, you know, I've been
you,
hearing
man.
About
sure.
Peso. I've been hearing about Peso for a lot of years. I just started hearing about Peso. You know, I used to go on his site and all that, and I never had a chance to shake his hand. But all he got to do is show his face in the place, and we both going to be there, and I'm going to get a chance to shake his hand.
Yeah, I'm going to get a chance to shake your hand, too, Larry, because I didn't see you when we was down in Atlanta. This little friend,
yeah.
You're never scared.
Right. Yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was down there, but I didn't get a chance to see you, though.
Okay.
I know Tim came over there and kicked it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I've been wanting to meet you, man, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet
yeah.
you, man.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure, believe
yes, sir.
All the Jenkins brothers get together, man, and we're going to make it do what we do, man, because that's what we be about, man. Getting
yes,
down,
sir.
Having fun, and staying away from trouble.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
What size hoodie you wear?
I wear a 4X.
Okay. All right, you got it. I'm going to make
yeah.
sure I have one for you.
Okay, I appreciate that, too. It would be a
oh, yeah.
pleasure.
Oh, yeah, got to keep you warm
yeah.
while you're out there fishing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. Once I get out of here, I might have a chance to get me a break in between our Grudge Inc. event on the 4th and the one on the 19th. If I get a break in between, I'm going to try to see if I can make it do what it do, because I would love to come down that way with a cooler full.
You ain't lying, boy. A cooler full,
yes,
bottle of hot sauce and some wheat bread.
Hey,
and you got them hot
hey, grapes. Peso. Hey, Peso, that crop is going to make a whole lot of friends, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a whole lot of friends?
That crappie. That fish.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm ready for it, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to try to do something when I come down there, man. You know, because it's all about us getting together doing what we do, man. You know what? And I'm going to keep it 100. I don't know no other way to keep it.
That's
right.
That's the only way to keep it 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Other than that, I'm going to get quiet. Y'all might have somebody else with their hand up or anything, you know, and I don't want to take up too much of the time, but I wanted to let y'all know that I wanted to come and get mine in, man, to let y'all know that I represent y'all in whatever it is that y'all do, man, as long as we doing what we do, man, and enjoying ourselves.
That's what's up, Larry. We sure appreciate it, brother.
All right,
oh, yeah,
now.
You know it. All right.
All right, man. I think that's it, man. He didn't wrap it up the best way I could. What, 5 minutes left?
Yeah. I guess we can go for final comments.
I did mine, man. You got yours now.
Well, I just want everybody to come on out, drive up safe, and come enjoy the race, and we're going to have a good time and do what we do. Stay so productive, bro. Ain't never scared, baby.
Yep. We're going to show them how we do it. You better believe we're going to have another one, too. We're not even going to tease them, but we're going to have another one, too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's my element. So, all right, fellas, thanks for calling in. Had a good call. I'll see y'all in a couple days, baby. Let's be ready to rock and roll and have a good old time.
All righty, Peso. Lady A, take us away, baby.
Good night, guys.
All right.